Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environmental Protection has drafted a plan to spend $51 million to reduce the number of high-pollutant cars on the state's roadways. WSHU's Charles Lane reports the money comes from a national Volkswagen settlement after that car maker admitted to tricking emissions tests and polluting the air much more than claimed.
Connecticut's municipalities are to submit grant requests for things like installing public charging stations for electric cars or switching school bus engines to electric. Claire Coleman is a lawyer with the Connecticut Fund for the Environment.
The plan focused on zero emissions technology over hybrids or propane or other lower emission technologies.
Volkswagen sold roughly 12,000 cars in Connecticut that used software to reduce nitrogen oxide only during emissions tests. Once back on the road, they emitted more pollutants that contributed to respiratory and cardiovascular illness. Charles Lane, WSHU News.